O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? Our professional parts people will test it for free. If it does need to be replaced, we'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Our Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. This coming Sunday, Lord's willing, I will be teaching the morning class at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. And that's at 14781, that's 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. Well, I'll be teaching that starting at 8:30 this coming Sunday. We always get an in-depth, a real in-depth Bible study. And then after I'm finished, we have another class. Randy Gay, Deacon Gay, will be teaching the second class. And then at 11:30, we start our morning service. And then after the morning service, we normally will have a film somewhere in the area of about 4 o'clock, I think. At 6 o'clock, Dr. William P. Grady, Bill Grady, will be preaching. He will be in the pulpit at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. And he has written the book, Understanding the Times, Perilous Times, Deep Truths for Shallow Waters. And Bill Grady, you heard him here on the radio. He's a renowned world traveler, and he's one of us. He's one of us unregistered New Testament Baptist preachers. And so he will be. I encourage you all to come out and hear Bill. That's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 6 p.m. at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry. And he preaches quite a message. He's quite a preacher. So come on out and be a part of an actual activist church. Now, here's what Representative Matt Gaetz said, that rhinos are already planning business as usual after November. The below quote is from the War Room interview. And here he goes on to say that let me take you into the room to the meeting the Republican lawmakers currently encounter. Recently, there was a gathering of top Republican committee chairs, ranking members incoming. And when they did question and answer what the lobbyists and donors were gathered to support the Republican Party, the questions were like this. Are we going to pass the farm bill again? Are we going to work with Democrats so we don't have to go through the pains of government shutdowns? Are we going to get back to regular order, not punishing people by removing them from committees? This is what permanent Washington is telling you state representatives right now. They want to go back to those days. Even when I talk to my current Republican colleagues, there are many that not only oppose any impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, they believe that an impeachment inquiry into someone like Mayorkas, who is purposefully turning our border into a turnstile, even that is something they wouldn't support. We have to burn these Republican phone lines, these rhino lines. Folks, we have to do it. We have to get that message out, okay? The rhino's got to go, okay? There are current members in the Republican Party who will be in the next Congress who are arguing very fervently that they will oppose the use of impeachment by context for any official in the Biden administration. I believe they totally misunderstand the mandate the American people are giving us. The American people see that these folks, these Democrats, are destroying this country on purpose. We want them removed. The Democrats moved the Overton window on impeachment, not Republicans. If we don't use the same tools, if we don't engage impeachment inquiries to get the documents and testimony and information we need, then I believe our voters will feel betrayed. We already feel betrayed.
For years.
Yeah. We've been feeling betrayed.
Amen.
And there you go. So here, in fact, he goes on to say this could be the biggest win for the Democrats could hope for in 2024 when what really matters. So we cannot. We have to be absolutely relentless. We get a list, and I want people to sign up saying, I will call that rhino's office every single day. And we get enough people doing that, And then you know what we really need to do? We really need to go down to them. We need to put a, we need to get, I think we can still get 100 pastors together. We did that some years ago. We got 100, went to the Senate, the U.S. Senate. I think we can still get 100 pastors and go down to D.C. and to their offices. What do you think, fellas?
I think it sounds good, but I do want to slip something in here. This is the other side. If people listening think, oh, these Republicans are rhinos, this is what the other side's doing. Former Lady Michelle Obama, her group, When We All Vote, is working with the BLK dating app. That's a black dating app. And they are October 4th, and they're doing voter registration activations, right? Well, this group released a video to get the black voters to go to the polls. I think I can say this. Here's the title of the video. No voting, no trucking, no bucking. You get the drift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a couple of rap singers. No voting, no blank. No voting, no touching. You want to hit this booty, you got to do your civic duty. And it goes on, if you want to flirt, I'll show you how to be a poll worker. No, here it is. Don't stop now. Stuff my ballot box again. Brought my homegirl through. We'll put the buy in partisan, and from there it gets a little worse. This is what they're doing to get voter registrations in the black community. So this is what we're up against. I'd rather fight the rhinos than I would the people that would vote for somebody through an ad like that, a video like that. Right, guys?
Yep. Yeah, it's another reason why they're adding people to the voter rolls. So I still say everybody's got to get to truthevote.org, sign up for the IV3 project, and go through your local voter rolls and clean out the duplicates. Because for everyone that they throw up there, we got to get them back off there.
I think we're doing something like that, or tried something like that in our county here.
Okay. So, yeah, that's real important.
Yep. Election interference. Google censoring GOP's get out the vote emails. The Republican National Committee is accusing Google of suppressing their get out the vote and fundraising emails. According to the RNC, Gmail has suppressed over 22 million RNC emails, and they are exploring legal options. The way they ought to sue them for everything they have.
That would be a big lawsuit, right?
Right. The Republican National Committee says Google is suppressing get out the vote fundraising by sending millions of GOP election emails to users. Gmail spam folders with party leadership threatening to explore legal options to put an end to what they call a clear pattern of bias. According
Why
to the RNC.
Always threaten, Pastor? Why do
Pardon?
They just threaten? They don't seem to do things. They don't really do the lawsuit. They don't go to court. They just threaten.
Well, the only ones that do is the independent ones, like the ACLJ.
Those groups. That big victory there in North Dakota. Yeah.
Yeah. According to RNC officials, emails being sent by the RNC to Republican subscribers who use Gmail accounts in the final days of each month are being sent to spam folders purposely. The RNC folks told Fox News that since September 28, Gmail has suppressed more than 22 million RNC emails, 358,000 of which were GOTV emails. The strong inbox delivery rate falls from 90 to 100% to zero at the end of the month. The RNC chair, Ron McDaniel, said Google has given zero explanation as to why it's happening. Well, I can guess, Rhoda, why it's happening.
We've got the explanation, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Lord.
Ron has
one. Real quick, there's another article along similar lines with kind of good results. Federal appeals court rules Texas can enforce anti-censorship law aimed at social media platforms. So what happened here is they finally were able to rule. This is only in Texas, unfortunately, but the Lone Star State can enforce a law aimed at punishing platforms for downgrading, shadow banning, and otherwise hiding certain contacts. So hopefully this is the beginning of something that spreads across the country.
Amen. You know, if the other states listen to what Texas did and start to copy, we could start a revolution, right?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for.
All right. John McTernan. Yeah.
Yes, McTernan.
You were going to tell us about everything that Biden is trying to do to get us into a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah. He had a campaign speech Thursday. I forget. Now, maybe it was yesterday. It was yesterday. He had a campaign speech in New York, a fundraiser, and in it, he blurted out that we're on the verge of a nuclear war with Russia, that this is the closest we've come to nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 1962. And he specifically said, he went out of his way to say, the cause of this is the Ukraine. Now, he tried to walk it back today, and it was pitiful what the way he tried to walk it back. But there he went. I mean, I think, his dementia got the best of him. And what they're planning on doing, it came out during that speech he gave, where he literally said, we're on the verge of a nuclear war with Russia.
So do you think, look, they know that if by any chance we have a fair and honest election, even anything close to that, Their history, these people, if they think even the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, are not going to be able to convince people they like paying $7 a gallon gasoline, and it's going up to that in some states now, even the fake news media are not going to convince people that they like paying outrageous prices at the grocery store now. People are losing their homes. They're being thrown out, evicted out of their property.
Oh, so high they can't pay their rent.
Yeah. And so...
Pastor, one of the big issues is crime. That's really, really coming to the forefront in this election. And the Democrats are trying to run from and deny that they ever said they wanted to defund the police. But crime is so big now in so many of the cities that it is a major issue, and the Democrats can't really hide from it. I mean, they've got what they did, they did. So that's another factor coming into the election in a month, and that's why I'm saying it should be an overwhelming victory for the Republicans, except if that machinery for stealing is so effective.
I don't think they're going to count on the stealing. I think you're right when they were talking about getting, hopefully, that Putin would fire a tactical nuke into Ukraine. That would give Biden a October surprise where he could declare a national emergency.
Yes, you're right.
Put the country on alert, and he could stop the election because we're on the verge of war. How do you like that
one? Yes, that's what I've been saying that. Before, let's say the election takes place and they lose big, Congress, I think, the new government takes place, it's January 2nd. It's right after the new year. They could do it during December and say, we can't seat the government now. We're on the verge of war. And, so then they can try a coup. But we can't put it past them. I mean, Biden said it. He said it.
Yeah,
that we are on the verge of nuclear war with Russia.
You know, what's kind of really troubling about this statement at this time is we've lived through the Cold War with the Soviets and saber rattling back and forth. But this is, I just started thinking about this when you were talking about it. I hate to say it, but this type of war would fit in just like another piece of the puzzle of the overpopulation
exactly.
Crowd.
Exactly. You nailed it right on the head.
It's frightening
it's
to think.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
We have to realize that the people we're dealing with, Biden and that whole New World Order crowd, They're the deep state in Washington, because he's just a figurehead. Probably Obama's running the country, really.
Yeah, yep.
And Biden. But they are so evil. They are so evil, it's hard for many people to believe it. But we deal with this day in and day out, so we see what they are.
Yeah, it's believable.
I call them, what I call them now is murdering psychopaths.
Yeah.
They're perfectly willing to starve millions of people in the world through this war in Ukraine. They want the world economy to collapse with high inflation. I mean, what Biden was doing and what they did with putting all of these sanctions on Russia, you knew what was going to happen. You don't have to be a genius. If the war starts and they can't get that wheat and all the other food out of Russia and in the Ukraine to these countries that depend upon it, and the Russians cut the oil back and the gas because we cut it from them, so what's going to happen? Exactly what we have now. High inflation and food starting to be on, really they're running out of it right now, Pastor Ernie. You know, places like in Egypt and other countries, Pakistan, whatever they have in store is really all they have. So it's very soon, I would say into December, early next year, we're going to see a real starvation problem and food so expensive you can't afford it. This is all planned.
Yeah.
It's all planned by these people. They are murdering psychopaths. Yes, go ahead, please.
Take one other thing. Biden increased the amount of corn, or is working to produce more ethanol, so they're taking more of the corn that could feed people and turning it into fuel, and the result of getting less food. See how it all kind of ties together.
And since January of this year, we've had an enormous amount of food processing plants in the United States mysteriously burn,
right.
Blow up and burn. We've never had them. All throughout the world, we've got this more food processing plants destroyed in America than the whole rest of the world combined. And the FBI made some statement out, well, we got to prepare for more of these. So that tells you that they're behind it, and this is all trying to bring starvation and food so expensive to the American people. They are murdering psychopaths.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, they don't seem to understand why these prosecutors, these George Soros bought and paid for prostitutes, why they want crime. You're seeing these people beating in New York City there. You see them beating people to death.
Stabbing
them. Yep. They're out in the street in an hour. They're back out before the arresting officer can even go off the ship. They're back out. And here, what they're doing, and I've been telling people, going back to Obama's days, and it comes right out of the Communist Manifesto, where they talk about those that are willing to do illegal acts, they should be go up to the ranks in the party. They're looking for these. But here's the other thing, is they want to be having a confederacy with the gangs, with those in the criminal activity. So when they give them the word, when they say, now's the time, burn and loot, go loot, burn, and murder, go right now, burn down the cities, like they did before, all the time that Trump was in.
They're following Hitler's plan, right? The gangs,
right. Yeah.
The people out there committing the crime.
Right. Call the brown shirts.
Brown shirts. Amen, yeah.
They were the criminals in Germany, the drug addicts, criminals, lowlife, and all. They formed the brown shirts, and they would bust heads and beat up and assassinate anyone that was interfering with the Nazi agenda. The brown
shirts.
Just
like today on the street, right? Antifa,
exactly.
BLM,
they were exactly
and all
like,
the, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same playbook over and over and over again.
You know, these kids should actually learn the history that you guys are talking about, because then as soon as Hitler rose to power, he actually eliminated them all, purged them.
Sure. He's the one that financed them, ordered them to go out in the first place, so he knew who they were. And then when they were no longer useful to him, they were exterminated.
Well, no, there was another reason, Joe. What he did is he literally turned loose on the people and said, go out and do like the FBI is doing to our people now. Go out. And when the time was right, when he really needed the support of all the people, then he come out and he said, I will not allow them, our people to be treated this way by these animals. And so he ordered the SS to gather them up and execute them. In other words,
in history, it's called the Night of the Long Knives.
Yeah.
And what happened was Hitler went to the German military and wanted their support. And they said they weren't going to support him with all that scum around him, meaning the SS. Not the SS. They were disciplined and all, but the
Brown Shirts.
Yeah, the Brown Shirts, the SA. So he then he turned the SS on the SA to eliminate them all. But that was the big motivating reason. And there may have been others, but the German military would not support him with all that, with the SS around him.
Well, they used that as a propaganda machine to get the people, the support of the people, because it was the people they were brutalizing. And it was so... Anyhow,
it's like the enemy always goes after that. They cause a crisis, then they come and they offer a solution, which is usually government power. They come in and solve the crisis they created, but in doing so, they take away freedom and gain more and more power to the government. And how many times in this radio program, Pastor, and you and I talked about, and I know probably John's done the same, but the enemy has come out. The Fabian Socialist, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it. The Cultural Marxist, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it. They tell us what they're going to do, and then they do it, and the world doesn't seem to ever connect dots and put things together. Like we're talking about what happened in Germany is what's going on right in front of our face, and it's like I hardly have heard any other radio program ever talk about this kind of thing. I have almost never heard it. Do you guys hear this? Anybody talking about this? Comparing when the enemy says what they're going to do, how they're going to do it? I don't hear that at all, except on this radio program.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to keep doing the best we can.
And picking up on what you're saying, is they're out there, the World Economic Forum, which is a front for the New World Order, they're pushing the Great Reset. Well, the Great Reset didn't really get off the ground that well. So now when they're collapsing the world food supply, they're collapsing the world economy. They're stirring this war in Ukraine, which I have no doubt they want World War III. And then when this thing reaches its crescendo, they'll come forward and say, now you need the Great Reset. We were telling you that this was going to happen. Now you need the Great Reset. That's what they're going to do. There's no
exactly. Then they created the problem, and then they're going to fix it, right?
Yeah. And we can see it ahead of time. I mean, we know their playbook. We see what they're going. We see what they're literally doing. And even the medical, the COVID-19, they were behind. That's all coming out now. I'm not making it up. It's all coming out. That it comes from them, and then they give the vaccine. And then what do? They start lockdowns. They start a whole big takeover of governments and medical institutions because of COVID-19 and this pandemic. And we need to shut down this. We need to quarantine this. We need this authority over here. So they created the problem, and then they gave us the totalitarianism. They use totalitarianism to take over to try and save us from this pandemic.
Yeah,
you can see it clear. It's clear out there if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. And we
You're putting all the pieces of the puzzle together really nicely because I think people are starting to see that too. They're destroying our finances. They're destroying our food chain. They're destroying our health care. They're killing us with the vaccines. And now they've got a war to go. I think people are starting to actually see this.
They're destroying the inner cities. They're destroying the border. It's all planned.
Hate and dividing the nation, weakening it, right?
Yeah, but
look at this. On top of all this, here's two headlines. Embrace China. New Biden diplomatic hire worked with the CCP, Communist China Party. The State Department, the latest appointment is this Nina Achitagana, and she was deputy mayor of Los Angeles. And she's got all kinds, I mean, it'd take me 20 minutes to go through all these ties with the Chinese Communist Party, promoting China, promoting, and she calls China a security partner. China's not a threat. And she's going to be now one of the big advisors on the Biden administration for China. The next headline, Biden approves financing China's military. Gordon Chang comes out that this China expert that from the Gatestone Institute, Biden has reversed Trump action that prevented Americans from financing China's military. He's gotten rid of that. There were a bunch of Chinese communist military companies known as CCMCs, and they were not couldn't get licenses. Now Biden, he's reversed all of that, so all these groups can trade. There were 44 countries listed. Companies listed, including semiconductor manufacturers, chip makers, all the stuff that China has. And so now he's opened the doors to trade with the Chinese military with these 44 big companies that will benefit China, weaken us, and it was something that Trump had put a stop to. So here you see on the other side, he's also doing problems with Russia, and now he's aiding and abetting China, making them stronger and stronger and stronger. So everywhere you look, it's destroy America, aid and abet our enemies. That's treason, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing, too. When we see this thing with Hunter Biden, now we're watching. Okay, the FBI knows that they're in big trouble with the American people. They've lost all credibility. They have become like the SS or like the KGB. The people have no trust in the FBI at all. And, you know, again, and I don't mean that for there are for those in the FBI that have not gone bad. Those of you, we understand. I know what you mean. You say, you know, listen, you know, I'm not a part of that. I didn't sign up for that. I don't want no part of that. Don't. Well, you know, you have a duty where you're at. You have a duty more than I do or anybody else, because you're a part, you're in there to stand up. And you have a duty. If you have any, you have a duty to Almighty God first in your country to stand against Chris Ray and the corruption, all of the corruption, and go back to and become Americans again. But anyhow, what's happening, you know, what they're trying to do with this, by turning, you know, for one thing, Democrats' prospects in the 2022 midterms continue to wane. Party leaders preach violence against America, violence against America. You know, again, they're wanting to turn people against each other in here. It's one of the things that they're doing. They want to use, and of course, they're going to use the fake news media. And they're going to have a real job because they're losing credibility at such a rapid rate, okay? So now, with this Hunter Biden thing, what they're going to do is they're going to go and put on a dog and pony show. They're going to go after him for something.
Taxes.
He's already laughed at him and said, just try it, okay? Yeah. My daddy's the president. Just try it. Well, if they get him on something, then right away, Daddy Joe, okay, we'll pardon him.
Yeah.
Like he just pardoned all the drug dealers because he knows that he needs their vote, that they would support him. Remember, we told you, we were the ones that told you way back when that the Biden crime cartel was a part. They were working hand in hand, keeping the door open for the drug dealers, the drug cartels, and the human smugglers. Now, so what they're going to do is they're going to say, you see already, so now we've gone after Hunter, now we have to go after President Trump. We're going to go after, they got all these false charges, and they're going to try to justify, but that ain't going to work, is it?
No.
We're not going to let it work. they really think the American people are dumber than they are.
We all have to stand up, for, you know, for once and for all.
Yeah. Right now, it's now or never. Yeah. Everybody's got to. If we don't stand together, we'll hang together, won't we?
Yeah.
Right. In fact, I've got something that just I've been looking earlier today.
Well, you'll have to hold on to that because we're up against a hard break. We'll be right back after this.
Second Chronicles 7, 13 through 15. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. As the spirit dies,
as the spirit dies,
a voice cries out to sound a warning in a once free people divided and torn, so regretful,
so regretful,
and their children cry,
and their children cry.
If there's one thing that America needs, it's the will to fight for its liberty, so regretful.
So regretful.
People, don't you understand? Freedom needs a helping hand. Or we're gonna be another slave nation someday. Take a look at you and me, wallowing in apathy. Do we simply bury our dead? Have we forgotten how to pray while the world burns?
While the world burns.
And a hungry little child with a running nose lives a dreadful life that he never chose. So regretful.
So regretful.
And his little heart yearns for what seems so right, what every child needs is a mom and a dad loving him tonight. So regretful.
So regretful.
Then one day in desperation, the people learn to pray. They repent of their sins, start over again, call on God to help them win. And he hears their cries.
And he hears their cries.
As freedom is won in a blood-soaked land, have we learned anything? Do we understand? So regretful.
So forgetful.
As the watchman cries, once again the sound of warning and his mocking laugh to scorn. So forgetful.
So forgetful.
And their freedom dies.
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 Boy, oh boy, there's a message there. There is a real message there. You know what? It's been so long since we played that song, I forgot all about it. There you go. What do you think of that song, McTurnan?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Well, I'm so glad. Because if you like it, it's got to be good. All right, well, there you go.
You've done well, Pastor Ernie, since I, you know, commented about you out of tune there. You've improved.
Yeah, he's tuned it up a little bit.
All right. Yeah,
you know, many years ago, I kidded Pat. He asked me about a song, and I was kidding, and I said, well, you were kind of out of tune. And then he had a caller called in, and he asked her about it, and she agreed with me, and he hasn't forgot that to this day.
No, And she's not been allowed to call back in again.
Yeah.
All right. All right, there you go. Joe, you were gonna tell us something before we went to break.
Yeah. Earlier, I had seen on the London Daily Mail a big story about Hunter Biden, so I bookmarked it. I didn't have time. I had to go to a doctor appointment. And I came back and tried to bring up the bookmark, and it wasn't there. Wasn't there. Went back and looked, and they've taken what was one of their top stories and really buried it, you know, 200 or 300 stories later. Maybe not that many, but it seems like it. They buried it way, way down. So it went from the top 3 or 4 stories to down 70, 80 in the news list. And it's kind of interesting. It just all happened in one afternoon. Makes you wonder, because generally I find more news about what's going on in the United States in the London Daily Mail than Fox News has. And it's usually sometimes more accurate. Well, that's probably what happened. It was a little too accurate. They were talking about the emails, the texts, and photos that could land him in prison for not declaring income and gun application. And then it had the audacity to mention it could lead to other problems. And I think that's when they shifted the story, when they said it might any investigation going in could bring up things they don't want brought up. So I think they're trying to go after Hunter, but they're going to have to be very careful, kind of like that January 6th committee. We can only look at this evidence, but we have to block Bob Alinsky's testimony and all these emails. They're irrelevant, even though they, you know, add to the case. It's going to be a high-wire balancing act, I think.
Absolutely. And again, we've got to be prepared because after November, we went back to House and the Senate. We got to get the rhinos. The rhinos got to know. You know, I mean, we have to do more than just, we got to go to D.C., go to them and look them in the eye and let them know we're not going to put up with it, okay? We're just
right.
Not.
We've got to get a national phone call going all over from all the states. We've done that before where we shut down some phone lines, right?
Yeah, we have. We've done it before. We've done it right here in Ohio. Just this radio program alone has done it, okay, where there was some pro-life legislation and that they were going to dump. And so we lit up the phone lines, and they said it set a record for the number of phone calls in one day that came in because of this radio. Because when I called, I finally got through, and I said, I've been trying and trying. They said, there's some guy on the radio in Cleveland that are burning down our phone line. And I said, I think I know him. Okay. But anyhow.
You know him? Yeah.
Yeah. We got to do it. Here you.
Did you tell him who you were then?
No. Here you go. You've got 7 steps you can take to save our election from fraud. Here you go. He says this one. Below are a few highlights of what's covered in the article. Lawsuits demanding oversight of key areas while elections are active. Several checklists to remind workers what to look for and create independent reports. Demand GOP observers at ballot transfer loading docks, USPS regional facility, and so on. GOP election staff need an external war room team to handle issues on their behalf. War Room must contact top election officials and county supervisors immediately. Obtain printing vendor details about QVF files, ballots printed, and total ballots mailed. Track in real time all UAA ballots leading up to the election day and while counting. Contact local and national media outlets about issues and name obstructing officials. And so, 1. Demand GOP observers be stationed in major ballot transfer locations. Again, that includes the USP regional centers, tabulation centers, loading docks, and so on. The total ballot count of what arrives or departs must be provided to observers at the major ballot transfer location. Now, we saw what happened in Pennsylvania in Detroit and other places where Republicans were locked out.
Yeah, they were kicked out.
They boarded up.
Yep.
They were and you know, and those, every one of those cops, that the cops that enforced that, they should be also sued, every one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you ought to do that story at least once a week from now until election, and maybe twice the week before the election.
Okay. Demand that the total ballots cast be provided on election night, knowing this total of all voters who participated prevents the late ballots from being added. Must publish the ballots they counted. Then update this over time. Have all distant rules terminated, like the 6-foot scam. Allow qualified observers into all areas of the tabulation center and polling locations. Demand all delivery vehicles that move ballots or equipment, especially rental trucks, be equipped with temporary GPS tracking. Each county has its own unique issues, so ask for more than what you want. Then reach a settlement agreement for what you really need. Okay, find out how many lists were provided to the print vendor and their timestamps. Does the vendor check each list to verify those voters have not already been sent ballots? Does the vendor data scrub the addressing U.S. using USPS services to reduce undeliverable mail? So, you know, I mean, it goes on. They give you a whole list here of things that need to be done, because that legally are supposed to be done that weren't done. But you're right. I'm going to hang on to this, and maybe I should just hang on to this and read it over and over. Okay, you fellas want to take a few phone calls? We'll take a few because we don't have much time. We have 10 minutes left. So who do we have first? Jack in San Diego, you're up.
Yes, well, we have the president, commander-in-chief, talking about Armageddon, but he still hasn't placed this at DEFCON 2 yet. So we're not ready to go to war. Nothing makes any sense. Now,
maybe he forgot.
The story that I find interesting is supposedly the government has purchased $290 million in some type of anti-radiation medicine
pills.
Yes.
For after a nuclear exchange. Now, I didn't know there was any kind of treatment for radiation. Are you aware of what this what the contents are in this so-called medicine?
It might be for the thyroid, I think.
Yeah, it's for the thyroid.
Thyroid.
Yeah, one of the natural medicines for that is black walnut extract. Hmm. If you have black walnut, is one of those. But, yeah, you can buy these little radiation kits. It's for your thyroid. That's basically what it's for, yeah. But,
well, I know that it's a treatment for dirty radiation. France, for example, they get about 75% of their electricity from nuclear power plants. And what they've already done in advance is everybody in France already has enough of the iodine to protect them in case of a meltdown. But I didn't know it applied to the so-called clean radiation you would get from a H-bomb.
It's supposed to, apply to radiation, period.
Well, you're gonna, I tell you, after a nuclear exchange, you're going to have a lot more damage than just your thyroids. I mean, it's like pissing in the wind. It's not going to do any good.
It sounds good on paper.
Yeah, but
sounds good.
Sounds like they're planning to do something.
Well, let me ask you a question. You don't suppose that when they have all of these pills made up by some pharmaceutical company, that somehow the Biden crime cartel may not get a little bit of a kickback? I mean, do you think that Joe Obama's not going to get his 10%? Everything they do, if you think that Joe Obama left $85 billion worth of military equipment in Afghanistan and didn't get a kickback to the cartel, well, I got news for you. Then you might believe in the Easter Bunny.
Well,
everything they do, they get a kickback for everything.
I would have to believe that the military's been co-opted by the far left radical movement, because I could not see them allowing the commander in chief, Biden, to continue in that capacity without taking some kind of action like court martialing the commander in chief. Something so that, I mean, would the United States military really follow the orders of a madman?
There's a big split in the military as far as their loyalties go, and we don't really, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on that, so that's all I can tell you about that right now. But there's still a large part of the military that recognize Donald Trump as the commander-in-chief. And
well,
so,
the scariest part of this whole story between Russia and the Ukraine is that the actions that they've taken to date are so intractable, there's no off-ramp anymore. I just I don't know how this story ends without it going to some type of a world war. They've seemed to have not taken advantage of the off-ramps when they have presented itself.
And well, like you said,
what would have worked is that these states that border Russia, including the Ukraine, would have had to apply for some type of neutrality. It would have been the only fair thing to do. But now, you know, with Russia annexing a third of the Ukraine and everybody's position has no give to it, I don't see how this story ends good.
It doesn't end good. Washington, D.C. was pushing. They were pushing for this all to begin with. They got us into Ukraine, okay? They did whatever they happened. They said, they told Putin, I dare you to step over this line, knowing that was pushing him towards doing that. But anyhow, I have to move on, but thanks.
I don't understand.
Let's go. We got George, you're in the air.
Oh, hello?
Hello, George, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I have seen that it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse, of course, exactly. The ruling class has just used them. War, the rumors of wars. Here we have this cardboard cutout so-called president, pseudo-president, who's standing up there saying that it's apocalypse. It looks like the apocalypse, you know, right out of the Bible. Okay. And we know this guy's false, so he's not the real president. Okay, but he's saying that it's apocalypse. All right. Then, of course, they try to backtrack on that. But anyway, then famine. Now they're doing famine, destroying the food plants. And here's another thing about all those arsons. There's one thing, and the fire marshals are reporting that they were arson in many cases. But the FBI has been raiding in an unusual move. The FBI usually leaves illegal aliens alone and employers that are large corporate employers that hire large numbers of illegal aliens. But the FBI has strangely been making these raids on at least three plants, one of them a Tyson chicken plant. And they busted like 80% of their workforce and thus shutting down the facility. Because and when they tried to get replacements, the other people, their possible potential replacements, were afraid to go in there because they might get arrested too by the FBI. So you see their strategy here? I
yeah.
agree with you. You talked about the, yeah.
Rest
you talked about
food the supply. Yep.
All right, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And this is what, now one thing that I have noticed, I'm going to the stores, I've seen people in there buying, I mean, spending $300-$400 on groceries, filling, having their carts, sometimes more than one cart filled. And as we get closer to the election, it's more and more people So there's going to be a lot of people that are stocking up, but others out there that aren't stocking up. I remember some years ago hearing this guy say that you guys can go ahead and buy all the food you want. I'm going to buy bullets, and I'm going to take your food. And I remember somebody telling that fellow, and I think I was talking to that guy, but anyhow, that guess what? We're not only buying food, we're buying bullets too. And so...
We bought bullets long, long, long time ago, Pastor.
I know. How much time do I have there, Craig?
We're almost at 3.
Okay. 3 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes to go. And so, which one of you guys want to give the info?
Well, let the new guest do it.
The new guest?
Oh. All right. Well, this would be kind of tied to the illegal immigrants, the children they're sneaking in, and then basically the child trafficking. So it's hopefully a prayer that we can all pray upon. And it's, Dear Lord, please, you have proclaimed in no uncertain terms the consequences for harming our children. In Matthew, you noted, but whoever shall cause one of these little children who believes in me to fall, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Our leaders have defiled our children to such a point that we owe the people of Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. Please, dear Lord, help us rid our country from this evil that's running amok, and please protect the children. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I just wanted to say, too, folks out there, you know what we've been talking about? These are all signs of the times. And like the man talked about, the four horsemen, they're there. It's all happening now. This is what we're telling you. This is real time. And believe me, when it comes down to it, the one thing that there's one thing that will matter to everybody. It'll be the only thing that matters to them. When that time comes, when the Bible tells you that it's appointed all men once to die and then the judgment, when that judgment comes, the only thing will matter to you is your standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're either saved or you're lost. And believe me, you don't want to be in the lost category. Believe me, folks. So again, God's word in the Bible makes it clear, the Lord Jesus, he did all the heavy lifting. He did it for us. He did for us what we could never do for ourselves. He did to us, for he's the only one that could have done it. He didn't have to. If he hadn't done it, we'd all be lost today. But folks, believe me, there is a lake of fire. You don't want to go there. And you don't have to. You don't have to. The Lord says this. If you pray to the Father and you repent, you ask for forgiveness of your sins, and then you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, and all things at all times, folks, completely and totally. If you'll do that, God will always, always honor that. You'll become a new believer, an heir of the kingdom, and being dwelt with the Holy Spirit. And see, you got God's word on it. Do it tonight. We're out of time here for tonight. So as we say at this time, every night at this time, we say good night. God bless. And always, 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 let's do it, fellas.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.